If for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older, I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
That's right. That's right. Right, motherfucker. It's High Society Radio.
Yep.
Repped hard by the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com.
Loving it.
Big fat ups. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
And together, much like Pacific Rim, we climb into the head of a fucking robot and fight giant monsters from the Pacific Ocean.
Well, there you go.
That is exactly what this show is. Holy shit. You nailed it.
I saw a bootleg of that movie.
Kind of cheated yourself. Dude.
Best thing since Godfather 2.
How'd it look?
Sick, bro.
On a bootleg? Really?
Sick, bro.
Get that good shit.
Better than Blu-ray.
I don't know about that, Chief.
Better than Blu-ray. Mm.
It's a bold statement.
It's not a fucking bold statement. It's the truth.
Okay.
I'm like, yo, he's going to kill that giant monster with that giant robot. This shit is dope. Two dudes operating this giant robot. Shit's hot. Makes perfect sense.
It's like they ran train on a robot and shit.
Exactly.
There you go.
Sucked when Stringer Bell was getting all the other robots shut down or whatever. I didn't even see the movie.
Why ruin it for me, son?
You knew he was in it, right?
I knew that.
I don't like that he has an English accent.
He's naturally English, though, right?
Yeah, I don't like it. Makes me feel awkward.
Because of the English accent or because he's black and has an English accent?
Well, like most of the cast from Walking Dead, too, fucking British.
Here, I have this quirk that, like, Indian and Asian guys who have, like, thick New York accents, I find them more pleasing to the ear. Like yes. Is that racist?
A little bit, man.
Does that come off
well,
as
I
racist?
Well, if you're saying it's a good thing, then
it's a good thing, yeah. It's like, all right, yeah.
A little racist.
You're just saying you don't want to hear any of that,
I don't know what
you want to hear any of that broken English when you get into a cab. Is
that
what you're
Punjab?
Saying. Yeah. I don't have any problem with broken English.
You don't
have
no Punjabi?
I got no problem with broken English. I'm just saying. If an Asian dude or an Indian dude has a thick New York accent, I find it, I don't know.
Endearing?
Endearing. There you go.
Oh.
No homo. That's all I'm saying, dude.
Okay. What did you clarify? Oh.
Not only do I have a vitamin D deficiency, since I don't drink milk or go out into the sun or take vitamin D pills, Jeez. I also have an iron deficiency. Hence why I'm always chewing on ice.
Maybe you should just do like that guy in the last show, just eat raw meat all the time. Maybe that'll be. Maybe you'll feel better.
But you never know. You could lose weight.
Yeah.
Try probiotics.
I don't trust probiotics.
It works. Jamie Lee Curtis swears by it. So.
I'm only really familiar with antibiotics. I always thought biotics were bad, so that's what I was like, fucking up. Like, let me get those antibiotics, son. What up, my son? That's what I'm going to start saying now. When I see people on the street, see someone I see on the street, I'm like, yo, what up, my son?
It don't work unless you got skinny jeans hanging off your ass.
I always have wear skinny jeans.
And bright ass sneakers don't match anything else you got the fuck on.
Well, these sneakers I bought from JCPenney have a hole in them. Does that count?
You also have to spend like $40 on socks and shit, apparently.
I only buy socks from dollar stores.
Explain what you guys are talking about.
All right, so I work at a fucking community center in the Bronx with teenagers, basically. They're all teenagers.
Lucky.
Farthest thing from human beings I've ever encountered in my life, but teenagers nonetheless. And God bless them. You know how, like, oh, that's my boy, or what up, son? It ain't what up, son, no more. No, oh, that's my son. And I'm like, all right, well, what's your son's name? Because I need his information. We got to kick him out. Nah, that's my son, B. I ain't going to snitch on my son.
Word to everything.
Yeah, word to everything. You up on your shit. Very good for you, Hicks.
Look, man, I'm part of the fucking community, all right?
I don't see you volunteering your time.
Sometimes people call me a hood N. I don't know what that means.
Yeah?
But that's how I've just heard that before.
You could pass. You rock that Yankees fitted mad hard and
hell
shit.
Hell yeah,
son.
Mad hard, son.
Hell yeah.
True or not true? Black people dress like white hipsters now.
Yeah, that is a weird thing.
Man. Yeah, it's hipsterish. It's hipsterish.
Black
but
people
the way
dress
they,
like
no,
hipsters
no, no, no,
now.
No. The way they do it is completely insane. It fucking pisses me off. It's oxymoronic. Why the fuck would you buy tight jeans? I don't even know how you got them around your ankles, and let alone let them sag off your ass. It's like they buy the waistline, but they get the leg size like five sizes too fucking small. It's ridiculous.
Well, the new pants all the kids are liking these days, like the fucking crotch is like halfway down the pants. It's very strange.
It bugs the shit out. And yeah, I might sound like an old guy, but fuck that. I don't like the music neither.
We are old guys, Johnny.
I guess.
Nah, We're old.
I feel young at heart.
Out of touch.
I think I'll be all right. I'm going to buy that PS4. I'm going to catch up, son. Probably get some online games in.
No, but hold on. Wait, back to the point.
Yeah.
Why do black people dress like white hipsters now?
Johnny, you're our man on the street. Tell us.
Probably more just because that's what's in. Every skateboarding's in now.
How come white hipsters don't get to complain that black people are stealing their culture like black people did in the 90s when white people all dressed like thugged out black people?
Oh, God forbid Whitey opens his mouth.
Oh, they do. It's just when the doors close and they're amongst themselves and shit. Because God forbid you say something to somebody else. Oh, you racist, bro? We got a problem?
That's true.
And then somebody gets knocked out and there's teeth on the concrete.
I told you the story of how I shut down, I was at the bar and I shut down this, like, you know, one of these, like, yuppie cunts.
I'm glad you said that.
One of these liberal yuppie cunts.
I thought you were going somewhere else.
No. What happened was we're there, and she was drunk, and the bouncer wouldn't let her in. And she's just going, "You're an asshole."
I've never seen that ever happen.
Dude,
a girl acting like that? Really?
He's just like, "Listen, you're too drunk to come in. I can't let you in. It's my job to not let you in."
Yeah, legally.
And so I go in the kitchen. I come back out. She's still over there. I'm like, "You all right out here?" And he's like, "Yeah." And she's like, "No, he's just a misogynistic asshole."
Oh, is that what that
that's
is?
That's what she said. She brought it to that. And she starts saying that. He's like, he goes, "Yeah, Chris, I'm a misogynistic asshole." I was like, "She's only calling you that because she's a racist cunt." And that's what finally shut her up because you can't, you know.
She just made it uncomfortable. Very good. Well played.
Oh, she got very upset very quickly.
She started crying? Man.
No, she immediately got in a cab because she didn't want to be called racist.
If she would have stood around longer, maybe she would have banged him just to make sure.
You really got her, Chris.
I got her. I was also, at one point, she was filming him. Like, you know how that woman filmed the Dunkin' Donuts employee?
Get the fuck
she
out of
here. She was doing that
here.
At one point, and I was just in the background yelling, "World Star."
Oh, God.
Love it.
People are pieces of shit, man.
Remember we were talking about CrossFit, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, I fucking said, "Chris, you should start."
I love CrossFit. It's my shit.
You should start CrossFitting. And I found an article where it said, CrossFit is what, the libertarian workout or some shit?
Yeah, you sent it to me the other day. Apparently, yeah, I don't understand how that is. But, hold on, let me pull it up.
We're in a CrossFit society, Johnny.
It seems like
either
it.
Either you're part of CrossFit or you're not.
I think I'm going to get down on that.
Yeah, they do definitely.
I don't.
Apparently, CrossFit's tweets are very libertarian leading.
Are you running the site?
Yeah, that's it.
Well,
the CrossFit Twitter.
A lot like our tweets. High Society Radio's tweets are very libertarian leading.
I've been hearing that lately. I'm like, what?
Good, the government shut down. Screw them.
We're in week four right now with this airing. We're in week four of a government shutdown. I'm loving it.
Are we? Are we?
Loving it.
You know, people are at fucking home right now not getting paid. That back pay shit doesn't work anyway. They say they're going to back, but it don't mean like when you go back to work, you're going to get it on time. People getting fucked.
Listen, all I know is we're now living in a libertarian paradise. You can smoke drugs in the street because there's no government.
Yeah, that's funny how that works because I still have to pay income tax. You know that, right?
Oh, shit.
There's the government.
You need to stop paying your income tax. There's no government.
Oh, God.
Your boss is just stealing your money right now.
That's true. I shouldn't be paying taxes.
That is a good argument, though. If they're not working, what the fuck I got to pay taxes
But if I'm
for?
Paying, how do, if I don't pay taxes, how do I live high off the government teat?
Oh, yeah. Because you're on that welfare, right, dog?
Wish.
Get that butter in your mouth.
Government butter?
Oh, yeah. That hard
government,
shit.
Government butter.
The hotel bar butter and shit. That shit was nasty. The shit didn't melt. Yeah, you used to get it. You never got it? It wasn't a whole block.
They sell that in the store. That's just butter.
No. Not the blue one. They didn't even come in
the
blue butter. Yes.
The
one
in the back. Salted butter.
Yeah, that shit was disgusting. Yo, you put it in the microwave, it'd take 3 minutes to melt. No bullshit.
Why are you melting entire sticks of butter?
Because you want to make pancakes and put that shit flavorful.
Listen, I don't do that kind of stuff. It's fucking my CrossFit lifestyle.
Dude, you're letting this CrossFit thing take over your fucking life. You got to get
it. I'm doing dips in this chair right now.
Yeah, you got wristbands on and shit.
This is getting out of control.
Damn, dude.
A fuel band? That's new hot shit for people with too much money.
Fuck yeah, it's $99 or some shit like that for that.
Chris, you got a fuel band?
Yeah, I got three of those, man. I got one on
telling
each
your hand. Heartbeat and shit, all that. You got some nice fucking tunes
why?
On there. Nice. You got
what's
that
it
money
tell
blow.
You?
Huh?
What's the fuel band tell
it just,
you?
It just tells me, like, once an hour, yo, don't worry, son, you jacked.
It gives you montage music
says,
and
yo,
shit.
Yo, my son, you're doing good.
All right.
So it's all
right. Word to everything.
Oh, my God. Oh, I hate those kids. Oh, man. But nah, you looking good. I guess CrossFit's working for you and shit. So then on your downtime, do you read their tweets and shit?
Yeah, nah, I read their tweets. I want to be their social media ambassador one day.
I think it'll work for you because judging off that Saudi radio fucking Twitter.
We're the official podcast of CrossFit. Let's just fucking say it right now.
Might as well.
I'll do a mad kit pull-ups, whatever that is.
What is that? Yeah, I was CrossFitting. I was CrossFitting yesterday. That's what I call it when I'm going CrossFitting. Went CrossFitting to the bar. Had a couple of drinks and CrossFitted home. It was great. I had a good CrossFit in. What about you assholes? You're fucking addicted to fucking some weird workout cult.
They're on the fucking
jerks.
They're on par with those people on Facebook. No, it is. It is.
I've read nothing but negative articles about CrossFit and the weird cult like behavior where people just injure themselves.
People that work out in general, they just go hard. Like on Facebook. Oh, at the gym getting these reps in. How the fuck you getting reps in and you on Facebook? You're just being an asshole.
I go pretty hard. You don't see me posted about it on Facebook.
You got to maintain your gains, though.
Well, see, you're a gentleman about it. You don't, post that shit. But, like, you go on Facebook now, you see, oh, I did whatever squats or tomorrow's lats and all that shit. I don't give a fuck. I hope you get a heart attack while you do it. How about that?
I hope those people get heart attacks, too. That seems like you know what you need to do? You need to go to Planet Fitness.
Oh, God.
Because they have the grunt alarm. That's where you have to go.
What
the hell is that?
You don't know. You guys don't
I wouldn't know what the inside of the gym is
head,
like.
Asshole.
Planet Fitness is a gym where if you go there, there's an alarm. Like if say somebody like grunts while they're lifting weights or drops the weights, like a meathead move, there's an alarm goes off and you get kicked out for the day.
No shit, that's pretty cool.
That's fucked up.
Well, I don't know.
It's pretty cool. I mean, who gives a shit? Like, people should not be grunting in the gym.
Yeah, that's kind of disgusting.
I just troll for dick at Equinox. That's all I do.
Nice. Keeping a G, son. Mad
shit. That's pretty expensive there, boss.
Well, I want to get my dick sucked by a hot dude.
CrossFitting that mouth, son.
Hell yeah, CrossFit that mouth. Like that, right? Oh, my God. This conversation's going weird.
We know you're very tired.
Is that right?
Look, I was tired last week too. So I'm doing it. I'm coming in. I'm bringing it, getting it hard until it's soft. You know what I'm saying? That means when the cum comes out.
I got what you mean there.
Yeah,
didn't
Johnny.
Yeah,
you down with it, right?
Not at all.
You down with the DX? You down with DX?
No, not at all.
You can suck it. You know what I'm talking about, right? You can just get it. Catch it, son. All right, now I'm just talking gibberish. Lost my mind.
Oh, man. Oh, where are you on that Taz venue?
Yeah, I'm looking at Taz Steak Yelp reviews and shit right now.
Why are you going on Yelp? Yelp is for fucking snobby assholes.
Well, a lot of people don't know what Taz Steak is, but...
Taz Steak is
Johnny
a fucking
New York. Johnny
came in
here today going, Taz Steaks now has mango chutney.
I can't be mad at that. It's like two of the best things ever combining in shit.
Mango chutney, you're a big Magno fan, huh?
And Taz fucking steak. I've taken it many a time. When I had some bankroll, I was like, fuck it, let me treat my boys to something nice.
You did take us out that time. It was nice.
Steak and a beer. And I think we had cheesecake or something nice like that.
I can't remember.
It's a good time.
I know I had a 22 Budweiser and a...
Can't get that shit no other restaurant, son.
I guess not. You're right.
I think you had coffee cake afterwards, something nice.
No, I didn't have any fucking dessert. I just fucking had a steak with the butter juice. and 22 of Budweiser.
Garlic bread. Yeah, garlic bread.
You know, it's a classy establishment when they sell 22s.
There's nothing wrong with that, though.
True
you
that.
See? Now you sound like a fucking Yelp for taking little shots. Why you gotta do that for? And now they got mango chutney. And that shit ain't free.
What do they put the mango chutney on?
I
steak?
Don't know. It might put it on a potato. I don't know.
They put it in the Budweiser.
I know. Well, we know you're a big fan of mango chutney.
It's very good. Yeah, put me on to it. It took me to a nice place. It wasn't Tad's, but it was good. And mango chutney was popping. It's like science to me. It's like basically you make salsa and then you put mangoes to it. It's like, fuck. It's like an aphrodisiac for Spanish dude. It's very good. I like it.
It's true. That is a good point, Johnny.
You could, like, you know, putting it with beer actually sounds good, Hicks. I might try that. Fucking mix up with a little Corona and shit, crushed ice.
Look, let's go to fucking Chad's. Let's go to Tad Steaks. Just ball.
It's a good time.
We should have the podcast catered by Tad Steaks.
Out front, we give him enough fucking plugs. It'd be nice. At least a fucking lifetime supply of garlic bread. That'd be nice.
Just extra butter juice on everything. Just come in with a nice tall glass of butter.
Oh, yeah.
It's that good shit. And then so you get tasty. To bust your own fucking tray and shit. You got to be like, yo, I want a number 8. And you bust your own tray.
It keeps you humble, though.
Hell yeah. You know, and the prices is fair. Like, we all ate that. I think we paid $50 total and shit. And I was like, nah, son, put your wallet away. I got this.
I was like, yo, Johnny. Let me pay for this tax.
Well, you're taking us out to dinner tonight because you got your new job.
Hell yeah.
Oh, you're my sons.
Yes. Those fuckers pay well.
So we're going to Tad's. That's the dinner you're buying.
We're going
us.
To Tad's. Yes.
Oh.
All the mango chutney you can eat. Wild grown. Oh, you want to go to Olive Garden? Oh. Fuck yourself.
Oh. Unlimited pasta, son. $10.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's $30. You know what? That sounds like a good idea. There's no 22s in there.
We should go have a nice, depressing meal at Olive Garden.
I've never eaten at Olive Garden.
Me neither.
You have never been? It's not bad. Yo, the breadsticks, when they warm, is pretty good. I've never
it's
had
the breadsticks. You just got to keep asking for them.
Oh, yeah. And the bolognese wasn't bad and shit.
We should go to... Let me check out what deals Olive Garden has right now. Hold on, guys.
I don't know, man.
I think it's breadsticks and soup, usually. That's about it. And, like, $9.99 fucking meat plate.
Is it going to beat the $18.95 Surf and Turf special at Tad's Steakhouse?
What?
$18.95.
That's lobster, right? Or is it a jumbo-ass shrimp? Because Tad's keeps it G. They got, like, fucking big-ass shrimps. You ever had shrimp at Tad's?
No.
You know what? At $18, treat yourself, Chris. I got you on that.
Yeah?
That's what you want?
I think you just
want
to see me vomit.
Not at all. I don't even... Like, I've had it before. Is that chutney on top of the steak right there?
No, this is just some onions on top of the
damn,
big daddy
if that's how
steak.
If that's how orange the fucking onions are,
imagine
what the mango...
orange the mango chutney is.
Looking
yeah.
like sun-kissed and shit.
Guys, stop.
Good money.
Stop.
All right, tell us about the Olive Garden specials.
It doesn't even have any fucking specials. It just has the menu. It sucks.
You want to just stay in? Because you look at the time. You want some Papa John's?
Ugh.
Peyton Manning runs that shit now, so.
Peyton Manning's my N-word, too.
Hell yeah.
You got him on your fantasy team?
I don't even have a fantasy team this
not
year.
Anymore.
That's bullshit.
Let's see. Hold on. Ooh, Sicilian scampi, guys.
Mm.
$16.29. Whoa. Mm. Hold on here.
Wait, you know what? It doesn't even come with a steak. This is bullshit.
We got to reevaluate where we're going to dinner.
I'm saying tax.
Well, Johnny's paying, so really... I think we could still get a reservation at somewhere fancy.
Oh, word? Is that what it is?
Like Outback? Is that what you're saying?
Oh, word? Yeah,
Bubblegum Shrimp Factory?
I've never eaten it. I don't eat seafood, and that shit sounds disgusting.
Where?
Fucking Bubblegumps. Sounds horrible.
Not going to Bubblegump.
Mm-mm. Let me see. You want to go to fucking Graves Papaya? New York mainstay, son. Dollar hot dogs.
If you're buying, I'd rather go somewhere nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wanna go to fucking Lanigan's? We can go to Lanigan's 50 cent wings.
No.
No, no, no. If
you're done with wings, big man.
No. We're never gonna decide. Let's just order in.
Yeah, right. Fuck it.
Make it a Blockbuster night, huh?
What's Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Johnny, what's this thing you sent me about the circumcision?
I don't front. These bastards, their parents fucking cut their dick skin off, their foreskin, whatever, when they were babies.
Like all of our parents here.
Just, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, all the people that were born in America.
Yeah. So were those gentlemen, and look at them now. They need a support group, and they're trying to regenerate it back.
This is something I've heard about. Like, I have friends with somebody on Facebook who posts about, like, missing their foreskin or whatever.
I don't know what that detachment is about. I guess because it's yours and you didn't have a choice. I guess that's the main issue there. Like, it was theirs, and they didn't get to choose, you can lop it off. I'm good with mine, man. My shit is good, man.
I don't know. It seems like a hassle to have to pull that thing back every time you take a piss or jizz.
Put a marble in there.
Does jizz ever get crusted up in there?
No, not mine. I'm good.
This conversation is making me uncomfortable.
You were talking about sucking dick.
Son, I don't know where that came from.
I never said that. You're lying.
Crossfitting that dick in your mouth,
son. You're making shit up about me.
Nah, so I think it's the fact that something was done to you and you had no choice in the matter. That's probably why they feel that way.
They're fucking adult men. Why do they care?
I don't know, man. It's probably like they saying they're not as sensitive as dudes with fucking, foreskin. I don't know how that goes. I'm good with mine, man.
I mean, yeah, I like fucking.
Yeah.
It's working just fine.
You should get circumcised now to see how it feels.
Somebody was telling me that. You got to wait 6 months till you can do anything. No, I'm good with that. I'm all right,
why
dude.
Would you
6 months from what?
It's really painful for that to happen to an adult.
That's what they say. Plus, like, yeah, your veins are at the top of the shit now and everything. It's crazy. So I don't want to just be leaking everywhere. Exactly. Just fucking squirting blood. Not my thing,
Jesus,
son.
Johnny. Why would you say that?
I'm not getting my shit cut now. Just peel it back. Roll it back.
Stanley, you're circumcised, right?
You damn straight.
You feel upset about it?
Not at all.
Mm. No?
I get plenty of enjoyment out of my dick. I feel just fine about it.
Yeah, it just seems like I'd be worried about tearing foreskin all the time.
I've never had that issue till you just brought it up right now.
I'd just be scared. Like, when that shit gets caught in your zipper.
That's happened once or twice. There's nothing too bad about it, though.
Christ, man.
Get used to the pain. Take the pain.
Is that that's happened to you? You got your voice cut in your zipper?
Yeah, once or twice. It happened a couple times. I was pretty drunk both times, though, son. Not at all.
Gay?
Not at all. You go home, get a little baby wipe, wipe off the blood. You go to bed. You'll be all right in the morning.
You're only straight if you have a button fly.
He's right. Chris is right.
Woo, old school.
I'm wearing a button fly right now.
Nice.
It's mad practical.
What, you got True Religion jeans on, fancy man?
That's the only brand of pant that Chris wears.
Oh, yeah, son.
True Religion.
Here's something. We kind of touched on this last week. Remember you were talking about the Bolivia coke tourism?
Hell yeah.
At the end of the show? Apparently, like, there's a whole thing of people just going to slums and hanging out, too.
That's
like, Mumbai
depressing.
And shit.
Oh, I met some dude a couple weeks ago who, like, went to Brazil and I took a tour of the fucking slum and hung out there, like the favelas or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you, well, want
to do that?
You probably go there to score fucking drugs.
He doesn't do drugs. The guy didn't do drugs.
He just went there to be a fucking superior asshole then. Yeah, that's some hipster type shit to do.
Really terrible. I don't get fucking watching how poor, horrible lives
I think if you go to slums, you go for good drugs and like cheap prostitutes and shit. Because if you go to a fancy hotel, the prostitutes probably cost a little bit more.
You said he was in Brazil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or when you just go to a bordello.
Yeah, but it's probably cheaper in the slums is what I'm saying.
Yeah, it's probably a nickel. Probably also give you AIDS.
I think it was
you
just
wear rubber, man. You go out there, you got to wear rubber. You don't want to play that game. If you can't drink the water, you shouldn't be fucking raw neither.
That's true. That's a good philosophy to live by. Like, let's write that down. You can't drink the water, you shouldn't go raw.
Oh, no, son.
I'm going to get a tattoo to my forearm like it's a memento.
Never forget.
I'm saying they wash their cooch with that water. You don't want that shit on your dick.
Don't you, though?
No. Nah, yeah, but these assholes are like, they basically take slum tours and shit. They go, like, Mumbai is fucking poor. Like, in that picture, They fucking high rises over trash. That's massive.
I don't know
shit.
Why anybody would want to go there. Anything I ever see about the slums in Mumbai make it look like a horrible place. Yeah. It's just like makeshift workshops and just pulling copper out of computers and shit.
Oh, yeah. It's hell. Yeah,
and then
Earth.
The fucking regulars in the neighborhood are like, yeah, this tour does nothing for us. It doesn't bring any money into the neighborhoods or nothing. They just, it's basically like you going to a zoo and looking at animals and shit.
It's terrible.
Poor bastards. Though the joke was somebody in the comment section was like, well, maybe they'll start doing this in Detroit. It's pretty bad, son.
Yeah, I mean, well, they do it in the Bronx, right?
Yeah, good one.
They do. But they do,
it's not
though.
A
they were.
Slump.
They stopped it, though.
Oh, the ghetto tours where they just lied about shit that didn't happen?
Yeah.
But it'd be fair.
Fucked up thing. That's really exploitive.
All those fucking tours lie anyway. You make shit sound a lot better than you.
Yeah. I'm sure they're doing that in this one, too. They're just taking them to Mumbai, and they're just
I don't know.
Where the dude from Slumdog Millionaire was born.
Oh,
could,
word?
Could be. I don't know. That movie was mad realistic, son. Game show host. He won $1 million on a game show.
A million rupees. That's like $300,000 American.
That's like 70 bucks. What are you talking about?
Look up ₹1 million. Fucking convert it right now, asshole. See how it's fucking right. Wait, I think it was more than ₹1 million. It was like, look up. Wait, hold on. Look up Slumdog Millionaire. See how much you fucking he won, and then look up.
I know the little girl from the movie was fucking actually poor, and I think she's back in poverty. Which is even more fucked up.
All the kids are back in poverty. They're all
broke-ass little kids. The dude from the movies in that Tiger movie on the boat and shit. What's that? Life of Pi? That's him.
I don't think it is.
Yeah, well, they look alike, but I think that's
racist.
Him.
Racist. But no, all the kids who they play the little kid versions. They're all like actual slum kids.
Yeah. That's fucked up. Like, they were there getting a sandwich.
Yeah.
And then now they're just right back there begging for a sandwich.
Trying to enjoy a sandwich.
Damn.
Or some, I don't know.
Chasing dogs down
chicken
the street
masala.
For a good time.
It's 20 million rupees he wins.
All right, so how much is that in American?
Let me find out.
It's not enough to fucking live like a human being, I'll say that.
No, I'm sure you can live like a human being for 20 million rupee.
It's, a rupee is like 1.6 cents.
All right, so convert 20 million rupees to fucking dollars.
Oh, man, that's fucked up.
Idiot.
Oh no, the kid, he's making money. He's in
dude, that's all right. That's more than 20 million.
Oh yeah.
the slum
did like $2 trillion.
Wait, how much? Whoa.
There
six.
You go, 20 million.
$300,000?
Yeah, about.
I was right.
No, it's $3 million. No, yeah, 300,000.
That's not bad considering where they
Chris,
fucking
are you
come
okay?
from.
Can you read?
All right. I'm very tired also. I did mad CrossFit today. I'm
oh
fucking
man,
exhausted.
I bet
this CrossFit thing's ruining the rest of your life.
Could you take the fucking fuel band
it's
off?
It's making
for a
my CrossFit
second.
So much better.
I mean, yeah, you're getting more CrossFitty, sure.
The little boy from that shit is still making movies. The next movie is called Carpet Boy. Sounds
Carpet
hysterical.
Boy.
That's the name of the movie.
Is he gonna be on a flying carpet?
I don't know.
I would imagine, right?
Probably. I don't know, man. Maybe he's making this shit. I don't fucking know. As long as he's not in the slums with those other poor people and shit. Good for him. Because that kind of sucks when you make it, and then just like for a little bit, and then they take it away and you got to go back. That's worse. That is the fucking worst.
Well, I don't think you would have to go back. I mean, he was in America. Like, why would he go back?
Nobody adopted him, apparently.
Poor
he's kid. In a movie called Carpet Boy. That's not much parental guidance in that. It's pretty bad, son.
I don't know. Who knows? That could be the next Life of Pi.
I doubt it.
Yeah, those kids actually, they lucked out a lot. I was watching something, did you see the Vice one about the Senegalese wrestlers?
No,
yeah.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it's great. The guy goes back to his hometown. Like, apparently, actual Greco-Roman wrestling is bigger than soccer in Senegal.
Yeah.
And this guy goes back to his hometown. They're like, yeah, he's the only person that's ever gotten out of this shithole neighborhood.
Wow.
So, like, people are just hyped to see him.
So he's like a fucking hero. That's good, man. Technically, he is a hero and shit. That's what's up. And he just goes back to visit. He's not living there, though, right?
No, yeah, he's not living there.
Good for him.
I feel like Vice and stuff like that is what's like sparking this slum tourism thing.
Nah, man, that shit's been popping for a while.
You think so? Like,
yeah.
I feel like it makes you like want to go to these. Because like, you see that, you know that little hipster kid they got? And he goes to all these places and he's fucking, like, he was in that wrestling when he's wrestling.
They
with
send
fucking
that kid to the fucking, to do the stupidest shit. It's mad funny.
Yeah, he does crazy. But that's what I'm saying. It makes it kind of look cool, though. Because that kid, that little kid could do it, and he's having fun.
Yeah, but they usually go with, like, armed personnel. Sometimes you go on those tours, you're not fucking with armed personnel. Well, you could afford it, probably. You could probably get, like, a hide hand off the street.
I don't know. I wonder if it's like people from like outside the slums taking these tours in India, or like people who are like.
No, it's got to be fucking foreigners. It's not like Indians taking a fucking tour. I could imagine like a billionaire Indian, like, you're on board. Let's go feed the poor people and shit. They throw like breadcrumbs and shit to them. Oh.
No, they just bring up government cheese.
They literally fucking live on trash. That's not even a fucking.
Yeah, they.
It looks like a comic book world and shit. How they
build
live.
Houses out of it.
Yeah, man, that's fucking terrible. They got no running water. But yet they have time to take a boy on a fucking magic carpet ride and then fucking be like, all right, we're done with you. Go back to your hovel and make people laugh and tell them how you used to be famous. He's a star now. I think he charges, what, like 20 rupees to say hi to him and shit?
He's really?
Like, I don't fucking know. I'd imagine if he
Why
was
are you making
smart,
things up again?
He'd want to make money. I'm just saying. He's in a movie called Carpet Boy. Can't get any lower than that out there.
I know
well,
wrestlers
actually,
charge $5 to take a picture with him most of the time.
Who's that, Virgil?
No, fucking Just Incredible charged me $5 to take a picture with
him. Did you pay the $5?
Yeah, I gave $5. Oh. He's a nice guy.
Oh, you want to talk about wrestlers? You know Sonny charges $4 a minute to talk to her on the phone?
Yeah, she was at the same event I was at. She was a cunt.
Yeah, she charges I think, $50 to take a picture with her in bed. Like, they usually have, like, a bed where she's at.
Is it phone sex?
No, I don't know what the fuck kind of conversation is, but I doubt it's phone
sex.
$4
a minute isn't bad for phone sex. Wasn't she just doing camp shows? That's that new shit.
No, there's a fucking picture of her getting piped out. One of the chicks she had a problem with posted that pic.
Nice.
Yeah.
But they was like, yeah, some dude was like, yeah, I paid the $50. And she was like, for $100, you can come back to the room and I'll show you a good time. I'm like, oh, shit.
So hot.
She's hit some slum times herself.
Sonny's so hot.
Damn. Shit, our boy New Jack has a couple good stories about how she used to go ham for some fucking coke.
Oh, come on. This is all alleged.
Yeah, we can say alleged. I'm not going to call New Jack a lie. You can do that.
Johnny's cutting this shoot interview right now.
I'm not going to do that.
I thought we were doing a podcast.
I'm just saying she's a dirty bitch.
All right.
According to everybody that knows her. Allegedly. She's a dirty
allegedly.
Bitch.
All right, I got to ask you something.
Hmm?
How do you find the articles that you send me for, like, prep for the show?
I just go through fucking Fark.
Because somehow you found an article randomly about a homeless man that got arrested for masturbating near a library.
It's sure. terrible.
That was me.
You were in Allentown?
Yeah. I get around, dude.
To be fair, that'll kind of piss you off a little bit. Like, the dude's fucking homeless. Where's he gonna fucking beat off? They don't let him in the library.
I mean, it was the daytime. It was 10:40 in the morning.
On a Saturday. Who the fuck goes to the library on a Saturday? It was a... Wait,
children?
Wait, wait. No. Wait.
Yeah, children.
They're off from school.
Yeah, but
so
kids
in the library.
You know who fucking saw him? A fucking security guard in the library watching him on camera, probably beating off to him beating off, and then he called the cops. He's like, oh, I got this dude jerking off on tape. Go get him. And then the asshole judge, knowing he's homeless, $500 bail. That's kind of fucked up.
Right, he's got three hots and a cot through the winter now if he just doesn't pay that bill.
The guy was masturbating in the
public.
Street.
Yeah.
By a lot. It wasn't in the fuck in public. He was behind the library. It's like, come
I mean,
on, cut
does
the motherfucker
kind of a
break.
Point there, Stanley.
Give him a fucking break. Where the fuck is he going to beat off? He has no home. Imagine if you can't beat off, son.
I have a home, and I can beat off whenever I want.
You have that blessing. This poor man don't. He don't have shit. He probably drank.
He could go, maybe.
He probably drank his life away or drug that shit in his arm.
So that gives him the right to masturbate wherever he wants?
Not,
fuck that.
No. Not wherever he wants.
He was a disabled veteran, Stanley.
He was kind of
he was using
it.
His hook.
Oh. It's terrible.
To be honest, people should commend him for being that skilled.
You're a cold motherfucker,
it's
man.
It's terrible.
It is fucking sad, though, that a veteran of so many wars
and
can't masturbate.
And, of course, Judge Robert Halal sent him... Sentenced him with $500 bail because obviously Muslims hate our war veterans.
Jesus Christ, man. Oh,
this is getting
God
deep right
damn.
Now.
There's nothing to say to that
Where
guy
the
is Muslim.
Fucking put two to two together. Jesus H. Is his last name really Halal?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's bad. Oh, well.
But I just wonder, how did you find this?
It was on Fark. I went with it.
All right.
All right.
Still think it's fucked up. They couldn't just let the man beat off behind a library.
Well, the thing is, he wasn't a very resourceful homeless person. There's plenty of, you can find somewhere else to jerk off.
Well, under a bridge like a fucking troll, man.
Yeah, that's you're fucking homeless.
Yeah, you know where there aren't security cameras? Under bridges in Allentown. Like,
probably not. Yeah.
He get caught on camera. He should have like scouted out.
There's just piles of dried homeless cum that fucking underneath bridges.
Slipping that shit.
You could have just hopped into a dumpster.
Yeah. I mean, this really is on the homeless dude. I mean, come on. Come on, buddy.
I mean, he's got all that free Wi-Fi strapped to him, right?
Oh.
I wish. I wish that would have worked out.
I'm a friend. I got to give him credit for just being a... Because you know he's got nothing to watch porn. I can't beat off without porn now. I'm not imaginative like that. At least he could, like, just fucking middle of the day, go by and just
Johnny.
Beat off.
He's on some Buddha shit. He doesn't have the same attachments that you have.
Well...
He doesn't need your conveniences. He just jerks off behind libraries.
Yeah, technically, Buddha was a bum.
He doesn't need to look at kiddie porn. He just needs to know that there's kids inside the library.
Now, fuck. I work with kids, motherfucker.
I bet you do.
Oh, motherfucker.
Just saying.
You work on kids, right?
All right.
Mm-hmm.
How's that job going?
I hate it.
You hate it? You've only been there 2 weeks.
I fucking hate it. You work. When's the last time you work? You even fucking see teenagers get pissed. Imagine working with them.
That's not true. I don't get that pissed at teenagers when I see them. I think people get a little too mad at the youngins.
Oh, look at the cool dude over there.
Can you relate?
I was a douchebag.
Not at all.
You knew me. I was a douchebag.
No, you weren't. You were a great kid.
Well, did you wear fucking skinny jeans and show your ass off?
No, I didn't. It was the 90s, though. I dressed like a black guy.
There you go.
You did dress like a black dude. It was great.
Better times, bro. Now, what's up, my son? Like, what? Who the fuck you talking to?
Listen, word to everything, because I know what they're talking about. Like, what up, my son?
Yeah.
I say it constantly. I was saying it before you even fucking told me about it.
Apparently.
I got my ear to the streets, as you know.
I was on a train. Fucking old-ass dude talking to a teenager. Dude was like, yo, why don't you stop fucking banging on the window? He's like, my son. And the old guy was like, what did you just say to me?
Yeah, my son.
He's going to fuck him up. I was like, uh-oh, I got to get off this train.
Well, old guys take that a little differently.
Yeah. Well, if you're an old dude, yeah, you don't want to hear that shit. Told one motherfucker, yo, get off. Because in the lunchroom that they're at, I got to tell him, yo, don't sit on the tables. You have to tell fucking grown, almost adults, don't sit on the table. Kid was like, yo,
you look way cooler sitting on the table than in those stupid little benches,
you look like
Johnny.
An asshole, and that's an insurance issue if the shit busts down and you fucking bust your skinny
look
ass
at the
on the floor.
Buzzkill. Bronx
exactly.
Johnny.
Bronx Johnny's
a
fucking...
narc. That's who you are.
Nah, I don't narc.
Who invited the narc? Who invited the narc?
I narc to myself.
21 Jump Street looking motherfucker.
I did get that compliment by one of the teachers and shit. She's like, yo, you're not a student? I was like, nah, I work here. Yeah, she's like, you work here.
Did you give her some dick?
I'm trying. I'm working on that.
Hell yeah.
She's one of those suspended teachers. They have rubber rooms, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
In all schools now. All those teachers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They don't keep them in rubber rooms.
So, wait, she was fucking kids and she's locked in this rubber
room? I don't know. I don't ask. I stay away from the motherfucker. They look crazy.
She thinks she look young? She's fucking kids? She thinks she looks
young? She might have been. Because she's like, yeah, you go to school. She's like, nah, you look too young. I was like, nah, I work here. Like, what do you think I'm lifting boxes for and shit? I work here.
It seems every 2 days there's another teacher getting busted for banging students.
And they're getting hotter and hotter, the fucking teachers are.
It's just a constant. Just like,
yeah, what was nice. That new one? There was a new one with, like, daycare students or something?
Oh, yeah, that was on the AOL and shit. Some fat random bitch just fucking fucked little kids and shit and filmed one of it. That's not...
How little?
They fucking kindergarten or pre-K and shit.
How could they even get their little dicks hard?
I don't know, dude. I don't... That's, that's
wait,
not
that's her?
No.
No, this is an older one. This is just a list of female teachers that had relationships with students.
All right, let's go through.
They're all pretty good looking so far.
Not terrible.
Amy Beck.
That fat bitch was not
Elizabeth right. Stowe.
All right.
Who's this one? She's all right.
All right. Yeah, these broads are all looking for some young cock, huh?
Good for them.
And you know what's fucked up? A lot of them are married. If you the husband, how the fuck do you feel?
Yeah, you got cuckolded by a goddamn
16-year-old
kid.
You gotta fucking eat some Cialis and pound out your wife when you get home. You got a hot wife, you better throw some dick. She'll find some 16-year-old cock.
Well, that girl is a cat.
That bitch is bad, son.
This one.
Oh, that's
women.
Not bad.
Not her.
That one looks crazy.
She's all right. She's all right. I fuck.
She looks like a crazy
whore. Well, I mean, she's a pedophile, so yeah.
Oh, please, she's not a pedophile. Stop.
You can't really label them pedophiles if they're women, bro.
Oh my God, go back up.
Whoa.
That girl's neck is fucking creepily long.
That's
down.
No. Next one. Black and white.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah, wow.
What a freak show.
Whoa. Punch that bitch in the neck, for real.
Jill Lewis? She's hot.
She's all right.
But yeah, these people, most of these women are 10 years older than the kids they're having sex with. They're like 24, 25, 26.
Yeah, the kids are like 16 and shit.
What was the really famous one? What was her name? That Paterno? She ended up marrying?
Yeah, Paterno, the one they made the movie about.
Yeah, she married the kid, right, when she got out of prison? Yeah.
She got knocked up by the motherfucker.
Yeah, he dumped a seed in her.
They don't give abortions in prison?
I guess not. Not unless you
but
want
you,
one.
You have to choose to do it. They can't, unless it's China. I've heard China does it.
Would they just abort pregnant women's fetuses when they're
China
in prison?
Doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck. That's a burden on the state.
That's true. So, it'd be fucked up if they aborted them and because they got locked up for violating the one child law. That's what they got locked up for.
Yeah, then they got forced abortions in the abortion truck. There's a truck that rolls around China that
gives out abortions.
Plays
music and everything. Yeah.
Plays Pop Goes the Weasel.
Oh, yeah. Shit. Yeah. Very good. Very good.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, right, Johnny? That's what I'm fucking talking about, son.
Oh, we are terrible human beings.
All right, Stanley, I want to show you a picture of the most gangster car of all time.
I can't wait to see this trip.
Boom. Rolls Royce with a tiger gun on it.
It has a couple guns on it, actually.
Yeah. The shit. Look, there's a pistol right here.
Where's this car from?
It's from India, 1923. It's a Rolls Royce.
Damn, the British knew how to fucking deck shit out.
Yeah. And
I kind of still wish Britain owned India.
Oh, yeah. Well, no, that shit
probably
belonged to
more opium readily available.
That car actually belonged to a fucking Indian, Maharaji and shit. He was a big-time Indian fucking hunter and all that. Apparently, you need a gun that size to kill elephants and shit.
And
that's
tigers,
terrible.
Yeah.
Tigers, too.
It's
but
a Gatling gun. Look at the crank on it.
That's exactly what it is. And it looks like
just
that shit.
Gunning down elephants for no fucking
and
reason.
How long do you think before Rick Ross buys his car?
No way. He already owns it, dude.
Yeah, but that's some gangs. They used to have They used to know how to have fun back in the day and shit.
I know, just shooting tigers on the side of the road.
Oh yeah, and they didn't even pick up the carcasses. They just left it like let some fucking Indian kid pick it up.
No, then they cut the dicks off and sell them to the Chinese. That's a great place, right? A great country filled with billions of people. They think snorting tiger dick is a fucking aphrodisiac.
Shark fin too.
Smart.
They said
about animal parts.
I saw something where they were saying that what they do in some of the because they think rhino horn does it too. What the guys do, since rhino horn is porous, they soak the rhino, they crush up Viagra, so people think it still works, and they buy the rhino horn from it. They crush up Viagra water, soak the rhino horn in the Viagra water. It absorbs because the rhino horn is porous, and then sell the rhino horns, so people think it works.
Just fucking eat Viagra, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, but you can charge
Stop
more.
Stop killing fucking rhinos and goddamn elephants.
Yes. At least eat the delicious elephant meat.
Yeah, I'm gonna be real. If a rhino seen you in the street, though, I wouldn't think twice and not fucking hitting you either.
Rhinos aren't they?
They're not docile.
No,
they're not
fucking you up for no reason.
I don't know about that. They got those horns for something. I need that Gatling gun if I see one. That's a nice ass Gatling gun. It got the nice wheels on it too. Son.
That's not fucking up a rhino. You're done for if a rhino comes after you.
With a gun like that, shit, right in the eyeball. So they ain't doing nothing.
Rhinos fucking up everything.
Think about Bebop and Rocksteady, motherfucker. With that gun, ain't nobody doing shit. Take his leg out, he'll be dead. That's a baller ass car. I think that's better than a Batmobile, to keep it real with you.
You're being ridiculous. It looks cooler than the Batmobile, kind of.
Fuck
it's
yeah.
It's all old-timey. It's very,
Well, you don't got no GPS, but back in the day, a motherfucker knew where they was going and shit.
Yeah, but the Batmobile, does pretty much whatever they needed to at the time. That shit turns into a submarine, whatever. Turbo boost, like in fucking Knight Rider and shit.
Tank and shit. All
right, but look at what you got there. Why the fuck would you need a turbo boost? Whatever problem you got, you ain't running from that shit. You're just going to spark out. Just...
True.
They even had a little Uzi in there too. That shit is decked out, son. I like it.
You feeling it?
It's very good.
What if you have to shoot something in front of you though? The gun's on the mounted.
No,
on the
they got an Uzi on the fucking side. You see that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh yeah,
that's pretty.
You blow
car.
Out your window and shit, but
Now how can I use this to further my CrossFit?
The exercise from holding the Gatling gun.
It'd be like one of those old things that fat people used to strap into with the belts.
The sander belts and shit. Yeah, man, you about that Nike lifestyle now, son. We're CrossFit all day, every day.
I'm all about CrossFit, man.
Jesus. You're clearly the healthiest member of the show. I'll give you that.
It's all the chicken wings I eat.
Fucking
see, what I do is I eat a lot of food,
mm-hmm.
and then I vomit it back up. It's mad healthy.
Jesus Christ.
Where are your bulimic? That sucks.
Nah, it's dope, bro. My breath smells great. Gives me mad energy for CrossFitting.
Oh, yeah. Fucking
That's all really matters anymore is how often you can CrossFit. Get your CrossFit on.
Dude, right now, you don't even see this. I'm just doing, like, butthole Kegels right now as part of my CrossFit regimen.
That's weird.
I heard that shit helps with your dick. Like, it helps you keep you hard and stuff. That's what they say. Kegels for men.
Yeah, I don't think that really works. Just eat the fucking Viagra, quote somebody in this room.
Seriously, though. There's no reason to cut the heads off elephants and rhinos. Yeah, you're not bothering anyone.
There's no education in those countries, man.
Oh, shit.
Like, if you still think of rhino horns, there isn't. That's who's buying that. It's like
Chinese ballers are the ones buying all the tiger dicks.
They're over superstitious.
No, that's who's buying the shark fin, and they just, you know.
Yeah, supposedly that's also good for impotence and shit. Shark fin.
Is it really?
Yeah. That's what they say. They always say
oysters are good for that.
Anything.
There's nothing in any of these things.
Anything
that are good
in those Asian cultures, if it's an animal part that you normally wouldn't eat, is good for your dick.
A bunch of assholes, huh?
You ever been in any of those Asian stores that just sell all dried goods? Like dried snakes.
The potted up shit.
Creepy. Yeah. No, they have like coiled dried snake skins and stuff.
I've never seen that.
It's really creepy.
Let's see. They have one on fucking Canal Street in the city, too. It's all powdered goods and dry meat. They had, I think they had fox meat. That shit smelled to high hell, though.
I would eat that.
Nah, yo, I've smelled like dead animals. That fucking, and that's
gets you mad hard.
But nah, that shit stunk like a motherfucker, man. And I used to work in, I was in that fucking morgue and it didn't smell that fucking bad. That shit was bad.
All right. Well, Johnny, you know there's a you need to be careful out there right now, right? You can't when you kick your skanks to the curb, you can no longer post videos of you banging them on the internet like you tend to do.
Oh, your ex? You can't do that shit with your ex? That's fucked up.
They made it illegal. It's now a felony. If you have sex.
Felony? Why? When we had sex, it was consensual. Oh, I need her to fucking sign a slip.
You're
now?
Not allowed to release your old porn tapes without the consent of a person.
It's illegal now.
Yeah. Revenge porn got made illegal.
In California.
We live in New York. We're fine. Yeah, it's all good.
Well, it's still setting a precedent, Johnny.
Yeah. It's going to be gone everywhere.
It ain't gone now, right? So we should be gravy
on that.
Well,
here's the thing. But how does that work? If somebody watches it in California, can you be arrested in California?
No. That doesn't work like that at all. You'd have to do it in the state.
Oh, here you go. New York is working on a revenge porn law.
They're working on it. That means they don't have it yet. So I will flood fucking Facebook with revenge porn.
It's terrible.
Why not? Like, the new dude she's with might want to know why, like, when he fucks her, it burns.
This will definitely pass.
Yeah.
Of course it will. Everybody's a victim in this shit, right? Nobody have a fucking gun in hand when that dick was in the mouth,
and
son.
And it falls into anti-bullying shit, too.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'm sure that's what they'll sell it like that.
For adults, though? Like,
sure, yeah. Adults can get bullied.
That's fucking whack. You're a grown-ass man.
Yeah,
fucking knuckle
really
up, son.
Can't be bullied.
Yeah, I don't know.
They would make the fucking
they'll
argument
the
that.
Case, yeah.
No way. Don't. No.
No way.
You're a grown
fucking
man, son.
The anti-bullying thing is one of the most annoying movements in the history of everything. It
makes you look more of a pussy if you're part of it.
To me, it's like kids are very susceptible to buzz things that are around them. Like, they're saying that now when you ask kids, they're saying that the bullying numbers are going up. That's just because every time somebody picks on you or disagrees with you, these kids are now saying he's bullying.
But to be fair, because I work with fucking kids now, they fucking mean on Facebook. Like, they'll fuck, like, you know, back in the day you had a problem in school and shit, you'd be fine.
If somebody's being mean to you on the internet, delete your account.
Yeah, no, we always tell them that too. Like, you'll be like, oh, nah, but I got friends. I'm like, well, you're going to get bullied. I can't do shit with
you
once you're
at home. So then block that person who's bullying you.
They find ways. But, kids do need to toughen up a little bit and shit.
Yeah.
The one block rule. You don't want to get suspended?
What is it, 70% of kids say they've been bullied now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not, it can't be true.
I had a bully when I was a kid.
Yeah,
but
you had one bully for a little while.
Yeah, about a couple days. Got my ass kicked. Got my cousin kicked his ass. It was all
there
good.
There you go.
That's how you handle
done
it.
Done and done.
Family business. That's how you leave it. Not. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to get the guidance counselor. We're going to have to talk about this. We're going to mediate.
But here's the thing.
That kid who
bullied you, how many kids did he bully?
Oh, he bullied a lot, though. We found out down the line. He got arrested for that shit, actually.
For bullying or for robbing people?
Well, robbing and bullying. Because he was a fucking...
Robbing is a form of bully.
Okay, whatever, man. So I'm a fucking bully then?
I mean, are you robbing people?
Well, back in the day, maybe.
Yeah, then you were a bully. You were bullying those people you were
robbing.
I
try to be nice about it. If I just swipe it from him, like, yo, run your shit, please. And then be out.
Run your shit, son. Right?
I tried, not, you know, I didn't say son.
My son, right? You call him your son?
Yes, I invented the phrase.
That's crazy, dude.
I went in the time machine and was like, yo, my son. I'm like, oh, shit, son.
Yeah. That changes everything for me, Johnny.
So, wait, do those kids get, a lot of kids get bullied where you're working?
Yeah. It's usually the smart kids. They don't know what the fuck to do. They want to still be cool, so they stay on the phone.
What's happening?
You know what, though? Like, I tell the bullies, they're like, you know what? One day you're going to work for that motherfucker, and they don't forget shit. I'm just telling you right now, B.
You now sound like the old man at the fucking community center.
That's what the fuck really... I am, though. What, I'm not there to relate. I tell them, I'm not here to be your friend.
You should fucking help them bully the smart kids.
Yeah, you should just start knocking books out of kids' hands walking down the hallway. Jesus. Like, pick that shit up, nerd.
What up, nerd?
I'm very protective of the nerds and shit, because I might end up working for them, especially some of those Indian kids in that community center. Very fucking smart. Very smart.
Do they
kids.
Talk with thick New York accents? Because then Stanley will love them.
Oh, Stanley will be so endeared to them.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the odor is so pleasant.
Oh, stop.
What? I'm being serious. They smell like roses and good stuff.
Do they smell like a thick New York accent? That's how Stanley likes a thick.
They smell thick-ish.
Thick Indian New Yorker.
Uh-huh.
Thick. You like it
yes,
thick, right?
Yes. Yes, obviously. Thick. Everyone does. Yes, I
smell
get
like
it.
Smell like Rhino
cock. Yeah. Duh. That's what I was getting at. You the last one to figure it out?
Oh, see, look, now you're getting bullied, BK.
Stop fucking bullying
me. We're going to have to mediate this shit.
This is a weird episode tonight, boys. I feel like I'm going crazy.
You are.
Yeah, I figured.
You'll be all right, my son.
Word to everything.
Word up.
Word to everything. Well, that's it for us. Maybe try to find a sunlight.
You should get a UV lamp, son.
You think?
Just take
expensive.
Vitamin D pills. They
yeah, that sounds like
mad
work. Yo, just
what
lay down, do what you do, UV light lamp. You good.
You sure?
You don't do nothing. Oh, yeah.
Just go tan it.
Put that shit on extra high, though. You fucking speed up the process.
I'll just hurt myself.
Put cocoa butter on.
You could get some bronzer. It'd be really weird to see you really tan.
Oh, oh hell yeah, so son. Yo, that would be crazy,
that
son.
That would be crazy.
You're like a nice cooked turkey and shit.
Mm,
I'd
delicious.
Hang with you, man. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, you know Thanksgiving and Hanukkah are falling on the same day this year?
Yeah, that's tough for some people.
Shit is hot, son.
So, are you going to...
Jewish Thanksgiving.
Do you? Can you eat turkey on that day? Or I'm not...
My black ass is. Fuck that shit. All right.
No gefilte fish.
Listen, it's been High Society Radio. Our Twitter account's at HS Radio Show. Our Facebook is facebook.com/High Society Radio. Our website is www.newtrashcity.com. I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Bye.
If we don't find the next little girl, I tell you we must die.